Hi, I'm Lloyd Bransky, and you're listening to the Draft Prospect Review Podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's tax day here at Gillette Stadium. That's right, Tuesday, April 17th. We have Paul Perillo and Brian Lowe talking all about the safeties in the upcoming draft.
Thanks once again, Laurie. We are talking about safeties. I'm Brian Lowe, joined by Paul Perillo as we close in on the draft. Paul, we're only about, 11 days away now?
A lot of excitement, B-Law.
A lot of excitement
this time of year. The draft can't get enough of it.
Year-round. But
safety and numbers. See what I did there?
Oh, that's
safety and numbers.
What a segue. I mean, that's why we bring you in. We don't have Tom today. We don't have Andy. But we've got, you know, a radio veteran.
So instead of the know-it-all approach that you get from Tom and Andy, we'll get the
lame puns, right? But the safety in numbers was good, and safety in numbers in the first round, the Patriots with two picks, and certainly a lot of sentiment that the defensive back position would be a prime target. We've talked about cornerbacks, we've talked about safeties too, but we're going to go a little more in depth. And there really are about four safeties who most likely will all go in the first round, including LeRon Landry, who's probably a top 10 pick at this point.
Sure.
His stock has certainly risen. And then you have Reggie Nelson out of Florida, Brandon Merriweather out of Miami. You've got Michael Griffin out of Texas. Among those four, Paul, is there one that you think is more of a Patriots candidate with that 24th or 28th pick than any of the others?
Well, you mean aside from Landry, you're saying, because
Landry's the guy.
Yeah, Landry, I think head and shoulders is the guy.
And let's face it. If the Patriots really decided that this is a guy that they must have, they probably have the ammunition. They might have the ammunition to get to that point.
I think that's a very good point. And we often dismiss the notion of the Patriots doing something so drastic as to package two first-round picks to move up.
Right.
That is enough to get into the top ten. If Landry was a guy that Bill Belichick had, you know, really coveted, I could see him doing it. I caution anybody to sit there and close the door on any line of thinking when it comes to the Patriots, because they don't operate in a vacuum, whereas they say, we don't do this, we always do that. They try to stay away from those kinds of labels. That said, yes, I would be surprised if they gave up 24 and 28 to get up to the top 10 to take a guy like Landry. But I think he's one of those kind of unique players that would be worth that kind of a package.
Absolutely. 6'1" guy out of LSU, and you know, we've talked over the course of 3 months that we've been doing these podcasts, pipeline guys. Nick Saban hasn't been there for a couple of years, but he must have recruited Landry, probably coached him for a year, I want to say. So he may have a little bit of a feeling out process with Nick Saban, with LeRon Landry. But his stock is rising ever since the combine. He ran a great 40 time, playmaker, hard hitter. So he's a guy that's going to step
right.
And you
watch him play, Brian, and you see a lot of the thing. I mean, you almost see a young Rodney Harrison. I mean, he's a guy that can get to the line of scrimmage. He can get in coverage. He's physical, fast, athletic. He's the new age safety right now that seems to be really sweeping the NFL in the last 3 or 4 years. You know, last year we saw guys like Michael Huff and Dante Whitner both have, you know, pretty solid rookie years, both taken in the top 10.
Yeah.
Sean Taylor before them, Roy Williams, you know, going back a few more years, Troy Polamalu's mid-first round guy, guys that are impacting the game from the safety spot. This is, I think, the next in that line.
Right. Reggie Nelson out of Florida, and we bring up pipeline again. I mean, we know the Urban Meyer situation. The head coach of the Patriots doesn't go to just any team's appearance in the NCAA basketball championship game, but to show the pipeline that he's got with Florida. I mean, he appeared at that game too, but he certainly knows, you got to imagine that Bill Belichick knows Reggie Nelson inside and out.
Yeah, he's a guy that I think has a lot of athleticism. I think he's played some corner. That's the kind of the mold that you're seeing is converted corners, and for whatever reason, I think he has the speed to play the spot. I'm not as in love with him as Tom and Andy are, and unfortunately they're not here to talk about it, but they're really high on Nelson. I think he's a perfect candidate to go in that 24 to 28 range.
Yeah.
That the Patriots obviously are going to be sitting in. I wonder a little bit about I see him out of position a little bit watching tapes. Now, I'm certainly no football scout. I don't know. Don't even pretend to know what these guys do. But to me, he seems to be out of position a little bit too often for my liking.
Michael Griffin, I know in the Patriots.com.
Him I do like a lot.
In the Patriots.com Patriots mock draft, Michael Griffin, I don't remember if it was 24 or 28. I think 28 is where he was slotted to go, and he's certainly probably a late first rounder out of Texas.
Yep.
You say you like him. Tell us why.
Well, I like that athleticism. Again, he is a lot like Nelson. Some people have questioned his tackling. I didn't really see Nelson do any tackling on the highlights that I saw, which doesn't necessarily mean that he's not a good tackler. Just didn't get a chance to see him do a lot of that. I like his range. I like Nelson's range too. I'm not saying that I don't think Nelson's a first round pick, because I do think he is one. I just like Griffin a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. And you know, we mentioned Brandon Merriweather. There's other guys: Eric Weddle, Aaron Rouse out of Virginia Tech. A handful of guys that still could be there, and if the Patriots don't take a safety in that first round, we get to the point where we've talked about at a lot of positions. They don't have a second rounder right now, and once you start getting to third, fourth round, especially a guy like a safety isn't a guy probably that you're going to be able to count on in year one, aside from special teams.
I totally agree.
So it basically comes to the decision of where do the Patriots view safety in terms of their top needs, and do they go all out for a first round safety?
And couple it with what is available. But I would think that under any circumstance, the way that the first round unfolds, you're going to have at least one of the guys that you mentioned available. There's no way I can see Nelson, Merriweather, Griffin,
right,
all off the board.
Right.
When 24 comes around. So if they like those guys, now they may like one of them and not all four of them. The way
right.
we're talking about them all is as if they're kind right. of interchangeable. They may
certainly
only like
not,
one
right.
guy enough to take at 24, so we'll have to see how
and,
that unfolds.
And you know, moving up to take Landry would be something that's a drastic major move.
That adds some excitement to the day, wouldn't it?
That would add some excitement. It's an exciting day anyways. But when you start talking about if one of those guys, a Nelson or a Griffin, is a guy that they really like, and you start getting to that 18, 19, 20 range, that's where the Patriots certainly have the ammunition if they decide, you know what, we cannot wait and see if this guy is there. They've got these picks in the fifth round. We're going to get to it in a bit, just talking about the picks the Patriots do have, to move up a little bit. And,
sure.
and they probably would like to do that because they probably don't want to use every pick that they have. So we'll see what they do with safeties. Any others later in the draft that have caught your eye? Or
well, the one guy that we talk about all the time, just because he's Italian, Sabby
Piscatelli. Oh, of course.
Got to throw him in there. No, I did like his athleticism, I think, is a little bit underrated. In a pretty
he's
good
big
40
too,
time.
He?
Good size, Oregon State, 6'3". 225, in that kind of range. I liked him on, what little I saw him. I didn't get a chance to see a ton of Oregon State, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that he's one of those guys, in that middle area that might be a good value guy. But I agree with your assessment, Bilo. You're not going to get a safety probably third, fourth round that's going to step in and be able to give you a rotation guy right out of the gate.
Right. I mean, we've seen, James Sanders, when he was taken in the fourth round, it was not really until really late in his second year.
Right.
And obviously, opportunities came about because of injuries, but it wasn't really until late in his second year, last year, that he became a guy who could step in and be productive, and you could, sort of rely on him. So, it's hard with a lot of these positions, but there's a reason why some guys go in the first round and some guys go later on. Just to run down a little bit, as we close in on the draft, exactly what picks the Patriots have. We all know, first round, 24 and 28, the 24th pick, coming from Seattle. They don't have a second-round pick. That went to Miami in the Wes Welker trade. They have their own pick in the third round, which is 28th in the round, 91st overall. So the Patriots will have three picks on the first day, 24, 28, and 91. The second day is where quantity comes into play. It's really amazing. They've got their own fourth-round pick. They don't have their own fifth-round pick because that went to Oakland in the Doug Gabriel trade, we remember, before the start of the 06 season. They do have a compensatory pick in the fifth round. That's 171 overall. Then they have five picks between the sixth and seventh round. They've got four in the sixth round, including a pair of compensatory picks. They don't have their own seventh rounder. That was also part of the Welker trade. And then they have a compensatory seventh rounder. One of those sixth rounders, by the way, comes from Arizona in the Brandon Gorin trade. So, you get these little transactions. The Welker transaction was obviously big, but, last year with Gabriel, last year with Gorin, and you're hearing about a pick next year and all that, and you're like, okay, well, whatever. Now's where it sort of comes into play.
Well, they're going to end up trading some of them anyway into the future. Obviously not the compensatories because you're not allowed to, but I'd be surprised to see them make all of those picks in the spots
they're supposed to be
taken.
And I completely agree, and I can't see them making 10 picks. Last year they did.
Oh, yeah.
Last year
they move around, but they ended up taking all the picks.
And I remember thinking around this time last year saying, this team is, there's no way they're going to make 10 picks. I mean, they can't have all these, they can't have that many guys make the team. They're going to trade picks for future years, and, we'll see what they do, but I think we'll see some trading, an 07 fifth rounder for an 08 fourth rounder. You're going to see things like that. So, we'll see how that plays out come April 28th. The last thing to take care of today, Paul, we have our occasional series looking back on Patriots drafts, and accidentally, it's going to work out perfect. We're going to talk about 2001 draft right now. All right, you're right. We do have a master plan here at the Patriots draft prospect review. The 01 draft today and the 2000 draft next week, our last draft prospect review podcast, will have taken care of the entire Belichick-Pioli regime. So let's talk about 01. An extremely top-heavy draft where the Patriots nailed their first two picks.
Yep.
Richard Seymour in the first round, Matt Light in the second round. They're both Pro Bowlers.
Not so good from there.
From there, you don't have too many guys who made much of an impact on the field. Kenyatta Jones off the field, as we saw a couple years ago. But Brock Williams in the third round.
Just an injury guy. Never panned out on the field. They took a shot there with a guy's talent and athleticism, always injured at Notre Dame. He was always injured here with the Patriots.
In the fourth round, Kenyatta Jones, the offensive lineman out of South Florida, his first couple years, he showed some promise.
And then
injuries as well with him, and then he had an off-field incident and was quickly dismissed. I think that was 03? 04?
I forget, but I would agree with your assessment. Not necessarily a bad pick,
No. Just
got into some trouble.
Exactly.
And it's gone.
Exactly. They also took Jabari Holloway in the fourth round, Hakeem Akbar, a safety in the fifth round, Arthur Love in the sixth round. So Holloway and Love, a couple of tight ends. You take them the second day, you see if, hope one of them can develop. Neither one really
did.
Neither
one of them did.
And Holloway, actually another Notre Dame guy, so they kind of went 0-2 in Notre Dame in 2001.
Although he did kick around the league a little bit.
He was around up until a couple years ago.
Houston, for a little while.
Hakeem Akbar, I mentioned, the safety. He wasn't around for all that long. Later on in the draft, Leonard Myers, the cornerback out of Miami.
Leonard Myers is a guy I actually liked. Yeah. I think that was an excellent sixth-round pick. I mean, obviously, it didn't necessarily work out here in New England for him, but I thought he was a guy, from watching him in training camp, and he stuck around for a couple of years. I thought he showed some promise. You didn't invest a whole lot in him, sixth-round pick. I thought that was a pretty solid late second-day pick.
And then in the seventh round, Owen Pockman, the kicker, obviously. Another good pick, who ended up landing with San Fran, I believe. I think he was with
the Giants for a while.
But obviously when the Patriots take a kicker in the Adam Vinatieri era, you're not expecting the guy to make the team. You're giving him a chance. You never know, some training camp competition. Then T.J. Turner, linebacker out of Michigan State. Didn't do much.
That was the all off field incident draft. Yeah, Kenyatta Jones, Hakeem Akbar, and T.J. Turner all had off field incidents.
That's right. But Richard Seymour, perennial Pro Bowler. Matt Light, your starting left tackle, made the Pro Bowl last year. He's had a good career. I mean, certainly a second rounder, and he's somewhat of a mainstay here now.
Yeah,
so
can't squabble too much with the top two picks.
You can't complain about the top there. So like we said, we'll talk about the 2000 draft next week and a lot more to come as we get closer to April 28th, the 2007 NFL draft. So for Paul Perillo, I'm Brian Lowe. That does it for this edition. Let's go back to Laurie.
Thanks, guys. That does it for today's Draft Prospect Review. Join us again next Tuesday for an all-new Draft Prospect Review, which happens to be our grand finale just before the draft. Remember to keep checking Patriots.com for all the latest info. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!